Oh, what kind of ingenious thing can it be that Godfather Drosselmeyer has made for us this year?
Whispered Marie.
This time,
replied Fritz,
it can hardly be anything else than a fortress in which all kinds of handsome soldiers are marching back and forth. Other soldiers must come to storm the fortress, and then, all at once, the soldiers inside will fire a cannon which will make a noise like thunder.
No, no,
interrupted Marie.
Godfather Drosselmeyer told me about a nice garden in which there is a large lake on which superb swans with gold neckbands are swimming and singing lovely songs. Then a little girl comes out of the garden to the lake and beckons the swans and feeds them with candy.
Swans do not eat candy,
Fritz interrupted harshly.
General, I know your courage and your experience, and now we must consider the whole situation and make a quick decision. I entrust you with the command of the several cavalry and artillery companies. A horse you do not need, for you have long legs and can gallop fairly well. Do now what your profession demands.
Pantalon immediately pressed his long, thin fingers to his mouth and gave such a sharp whistle that it sounded as if 100 little trumpets were blown. Then one could hear stamping and neighing in the cabinet, and Fritz's cuirassiers and dragoons came forward, the new hussars foremost. All took their positions on the floor. Now regiment after regiment marched past Nutcracker with flying colors and martial music and stood at attention across the floor of the room. Before them all rattled Fritz's cannon, surrounded by the gunners. In a few moments one could hear them boom, and soon Marie saw the sugar bullets playing havoc among the mice.
My dear Marie, loyal friend, how much I owe to you. No, no picture book nor Christmas dress shall you sacrifice for me. Just produce a sword. A sword, and leave the rest to me.
Here he became speechless, and his sad expressive eyes again were lifeless. Marie was no longer afraid. In fact, she was overjoyed, for now she knew a remedy that would help the Nutcracker without any more painful sacrifices on her part. But where should she get a sword for the little fellow? Marie decided to confide in Fritz, and as their parents were away and they were alone in the living room, she again told him the whole story and asked his advice about saving the Nutcracker.
As far as the sword is concerned, I can help the Nutcracker, for I retired an old colonel with a pension a few days ago, and he'll have no more use for his beautiful, sharp sword.
Fritz at once brought forth the colonel from the corner of the third shelf, where he was apparently enjoying his pension, relieved him of his silver sword, and fastened it on the Nutcracker. Being much afraid, Marie could not go to sleep the following night. About midnight, she thought she heard queer noises in the living room. All at once, she heard a squeak.
The Mouse King! The Mouse King!
Called Marie, and sprang badly scared out of the bed. Everything was quiet, but soon she heard a knocking on the door, and a low voice whispered,
Dear Miss Stahlbaum, you can safely open the door. I have good news.